This episode is powered by Safety FM. Welcome to Safety Talks, a podcast about all things safety, as defined by you, with your host, Steve Sisson, on Safety FM.
Welcome to Safety Talks. This is Steve Sisson. I am your host. As I am kicking off my series again, I told you that I would go ahead and do a podcast once a week. Well, after week one, I failed. This is now week three, and this is my second podcast, so I do apologize for that, and I will do my best to keep it on a weekly basis. Unfortunately, a lot of travel going on, and I've got to figure out how to do this thing on the road. A lot of things went on this week. As I said, some travel, Richmond, Virginia. Beautiful, beautiful weather out there. I'm back home in Arizona. It's a Friday afternoon. Cracked my first beer, ready to have a good weekend, and it's time to talk a little bit of safety. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today, and I felt was really interesting, I've heard about, you know, this gentleman named Dr. Todd Conklin, and Dr. J. Allen talks about him a little bit and works with him. He got me to get the book, Dr. J. did, and the Five Principles of Human Performance, and I've heard about HOP, and I've heard about some of the aspects to it, and I just didn't really understand what it was and what it was different about it. And after reading the book, or listening to the book, because I'm a better listener than a reader, I was able to pick up some tools and techniques from it. So if you get a chance, look at that, The Five Principles of Human Performance by Dr. Todd Conklin. Pretty good book. Gives you some good ideas of how to handle things and think about safety differently. I mean, it really is. You know, getting away from the behavioral-based safety to the HOP performance method, or human performance method, or human organizational performance, to be precise. A lot of good things happen there. And one of the ones that I really like the most out of that is, you know, not blaming the employee. A lot of the times what we do is we try to find a blame rather than look at the processes, the procedures, and overall, you know, not looking at the way we've developed everything to fail for the employee. Now, I talked about in my previous podcast that I work in transportation, so I need to try to find a way to develop or apply the human organizational performance of the HOP method to drivers, to transportation. You know, there's a lot of things that are out of our control, and we can set policy, and we can set, you know, there's laws out there that they got to follow, all of those good things. But how do you change a system where you don't really have the ability to change it? Now, if you guys have ideas, man, I would love to hear it, because, you know, if I can make sure our employees go home safe every day and do not have vehicle accidents, you know, that would be the ideal thing. Now, I totally understand that error is going to happen. People are going to make mistakes. We do need to address the mistakes, you know, and most of the time we can look within, you know, our processes and procedures to identify why the mistake took place. Did we fail to do the proper training? Did we have a policy that didn't make any sense? You know, things like that. A lot of that is, in the transportation world, is really hard to adapt changes. I mean, we've got fixed roads, we have laws that we've got to follow. We've got to work with other people on the road who don't follow those laws or who are distracted. So there's a lot of different things that makes it tough for us. But if you have suggestions, this is what this podcast is about, is really working, you know, with each other and trying to figure out how to make everybody better and safer. You know, it's not a company versus company thing. It's really how to get the people home safely every day. And if you heard that gulp, that would be me taking a drink of my Four Peaks Hop Knot IPA, West Coast style. Really like this beer. It's a good one. I've been on a Hop Knot kick for a while. You know, hey, that's another thing we could talk about. You want to talk about safety? Talk about beer? Hey, I'm all for it. I'm predominantly an IPA guy. I do go into some of the ales and some of the other type of brown beers and maybe some stouts periodically. One of my other fun ones is Kilkenny. I like that one. I think it's out of Ireland or somewhere out in that area. It's hard to find in the United States, but it's a really good beer. All right, back to safety. A lot of things happened this week. I was out training drivers on a skills yard, you know, where they drive through cones, making sure they know how to do all the stuff they need to do so they don't crash the vehicles. It was a lot of fun. You know, get out there, let them test the vehicle, let them, you know, test their skills. And what we tend to find is a lot of people will get out there and they'll drive and they think they're the best driver and they can handle any situation. But yeah, you give them some tools like, you know, a skills yard to go through cones, they get nervous. They may have not set up their mirrors properly and they're not seeing the road the way they should, all kinds of good stuff. But when I do that, you know, I like to have it fun. I like to make it fun. I like to make it challenging, make it fun, and make sure people are learning at the same time, because I really don't think people are gonna learn very well if they're not having fun. Now, with that came a lot of travel, unfortunately. You know, I live in Arizona and I had to go to Richmond, Virginia. So that meant taking a whole lot of flights. Not a whole lot, four flights, had a layover, which was fun, I guess. For those of you who don't travel a lot and you think it would be great to travel for work, sometimes it is, sometimes it's fun, but most of the time it's monotonous and time consuming and something that, you know, we just do. One of the other things that I realized is, you know, what I tend to think is very easy to train and I understand, there's a lot of people that really don't understand how to train people. You know, they want to say it's black and white. You know, you look at the document, you follow the procedure, A, B, C, and D. But there's always that human element. You know, how do you get to somebody to get them to want to learn? And, you know, there's a lot of books out there on, you know, training adult learners. There's, you know, how do you get in their heads and make them want to learn? I try to do it by humor, you know. I like to think that I'm funny, but my wife would definitely disagree with me, and probably most of the people that met me. But I still try anyway, and we do have fun. I think fun is an element of learning. If you don't throw some fun in it, throw some jokes, or at least attempt jokes, it makes it dull, boring. People don't get engaged. So a lot goes into it, and you know, I watched some of the trainers at the location I was at, and they were black and white. You know, oh, you missed that cone, or you hit that cone, do it again, you messed up. Well, you know, I try to dig a little deeper. You know, how do I show them how to do it right while getting them engaged, while not trying to put them down, or even where they have the perception that I may have put them down, you know? So again, it's a lot of fun, it's a lot of joking, but it's a very serious task at the same time. We wanna make sure that they are out there being safe, not running the vehicles into people or other vehicles, or, you know, we do passenger transport. So even if we hit the brakes hard, people go flying in a bus. So that is going to be podcast number two. I will do my best to get these out weekly. I do still need to mix this. It's going to be depending on if it gets out tonight on how many of those hot nuts I drink. But anyway, that is the podcast for today, and it's going to be a short one, just over 8 minutes. So once again, my name is Steve Sisson. This is Safety Talks. Please join. Please listen. Reach out to me. I can be found on Google, just like anybody else. You can look at me on LinkedIn, Steve Sisson, and you can reach out to me on that. I am still working on getting my email set up through Gmail under the Safety Talks. And I should have that up and running soon. I will do my best to get that podcast out on a weekly basis. And I did notice that I did have some listeners last week on my first podcast, which was fantastic. So if you want to listen again, please do. Forward to a friend. Call me. You know, I will, you know, put my number up on LinkedIn. You can text me or send me a message there. And we can start a dialogue, have a debate, joke around, talk beers, talk safety, whatever. Have a great weekend. This is Steve Sisson, Safety Talks. Talk to you soon.